Are you running on empty?
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to the Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin.
And I'm Cam.
And we're the Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next half hour to answer all your computer and technology related questions.
That's right, Kev. It's another Saturday morning. It's time for the Computer Guys. We'll be here for till 9 o'clock. If you want to get a hold of us, give us a call, 395-1450, 395-1450, or
send us an email, computerguys@whtc.com. We'll be checking that throughout the show as well as throughout the week. So if you just want to send us an email, that's the address to send it to. I'm sorry, I'm cracking up here. It looks kind of funny.
Poor Dave.
Computer Guys news. Dave broke his thumb this past week in a pretty heated basketball game.
Yeah, and I'm holding it over my head because it really hurts right now.
Yeah, so if only we had a webcam right now. It's pretty beautiful sight here.
You know, I didn't know that Holland's JV team was that good.
Well, you know, when you're taking them all on by yourself,
that's
what
right.
Can you say?
That was actually me against the New Holland Blast.
Oh, right. The New Holland Blast, of course. But anyways, yeah, we're here. Computerguys@whtc.com, or the phone number is
395-1450.
See, because you always say that. I don't even know it.
You're not even sure?
I mean, I'm not sure. I know it's 1450, but I'd probably say, oh, we got a little photo shot here of the arm in action in all its glory. So Dave's actually having surgery on Tuesday for this thing. They're going to graft on a new bionic thumb.
I'm going to get a Terminator arm.
Yep.
Just going to have an Ethernet port and wireless internet built into it.
It's going to be a wireless ready hand.
Right.
So he's going to be able to check his email on his hand.
Yeah, I've got the 1979 version. I want an upgrade to a little 2006 version.
Beef it up a little bit.
That's right.
So
that's pretty funny. Hey, you can probably check out your arm on the podcast website if Josh gets around to it.
That's what I'm doing these pictures for.
Yes. Oh.
To humiliate Dave all around the world this time.
So there's no humiliation.
Yeah,
there's no shame in a broken thumb.
That's if it's a JV team, like.
I mean, it really depends on how it happened, and that's the story we're sticking to right now. But further details may come out later.
That's right.
Dave was actually playing video games, and so we won't say any more about that. But anyways, we're here for your calls first and foremost, so give us a call and give us something to talk about here. Otherwise, we're going to have to hit up all this news. There's a lot of news here.
Well, the first thing in news that I'd like to share is as of June 30, the summer coming up, extended support for Windows 98, Windows 98 Second Edition, and Windows Millennium Edition is done.
Now, it's already been extended once. So don't get your hopes up. It's probably not going to happen again.
Probably won't extend it anymore.
We covered it the first time because we've been doing this for so long.
I know.
Remember that first time when we thought it was going to end and then, oh, they extended it.
Yep.
Well, it's not happening again. It's over this time. Cash in the chips.
That's right. So we can you can look forward to as soon as your extended support runs out, you may not want to upgrade to XP right away. You might want to wait a couple months to buy a new computer when Windows Vista comes along.
That's right. But you may not want to buy that right away.
Sure, why not?
Well, it's going to have some bugs. We're almost guaranteed it's going to have some bugs. Give it 6 months and it'll be a lot better. Wait for the first service pack.
There we go. Well, let's go ahead and go to the phone lines this morning. Good morning, John. You're on with the Computer Guys.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing okay. Thank you. Dave, I stopped in and bought a Norton antivirus disk from you.
Yep, sure.
A couple months ago. I only recently got around to installing it. But I'm curious, do all I have to do with that is just hit the live update on that, every couple of days, or?
Well, it'll automatically keep itself up to date.
Okay, all the things are under security scanning features and subscription service, they're all checked. So does that mean then I can just sit back and just let it do its thing?
Yep, if you wanted to run a scan, you can go in there and do a scan manually, or if you think if it's ever more than a week out of date, go ahead and run the live update feature in there.
What do you mean, if it's shut off?
For instance, Norton updates itself once every week, once every 10 days or so. But sometimes, for whatever reason, it gets out of date. It doesn't get the most recent. So if you open up Norton Antivirus, on there it'll say subscription, or it'll say definitions. Then it'll say, February 2, 2006. Now, let's
say, where do you go to find that?
If you just open up Norton Antivirus, once it's installed,
I get that, and then it says live update.
Yeah, but you know where you said you see all those checks?
Yeah.
In that list of checks, it'll have the definition date. That means the last time that it was updated, it'll have a definition date. And what he's saying is if it's more than a week or 10 days from the current date, you're going to want to go ahead and run live update.
Okay, all I see is a renewal date under subscription service.
Should be right around there.
Yeah, it should be right
above it or below it.
Yep.
There's virus definitions and...
That's the one, virus definitions.
Oh, that's one if I want to just run a scan on it.
No, Matt's telling you when they were last updated.
Oh, you just click on that?
No, you see it gives you a date there?
Yeah.
That's,
I see that.
There you go. So there, that's just telling you how recent it is.
Oh, okay. I'm a little thick-headed, but now I got what you're talking about.
The other thing to do is just make sure you run live update about once a month. The reason is it does keep itself up to date automatically, but that's the definition. So it means it's protecting you against the newest viruses. Now, if they change the program at all, the actual Norton antivirus program, you actually have to go run live update to get those updates. So just make sure you run live update at least once a month.
Okay, just click on the button, live update.
That's it, and just keep hitting next and let it do everything it needs to. It'll probably ask you to restart when it's all finished, and you'll be good to go.
Okay.
All right?
I appreciate your program so much, and I enjoy listening to you guys.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
And in other news, looks like Finland just scored in hockey.
Yeah, Finland just scored.
I wonder what you guys were looking at over there. I couldn't really see the TV.
Sorry.
Okay. Do you guys know about this? Where's George? It's where'sgeorge.com.
For the dollar bills?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. You want to get to it in just a second? Take this call first?
Oh, sure.
Okay, let's just go ahead and grab this one here.
It's a little hyper.
The go opposite ahead. Of hyper.
Well,
oh, Kev. Okay. Yeah.
You're let's a little
go
drugged.
Ahead and take this call. Good morning, Marlene. You're on with the computer guys.
Good morning. We're talking about antiviruses. We have McAfee.
Okay.
And every once in a while, we get a message on the machine that says they're unable to connect with our server to update it.
Okay.
And the recheck to make sure you're connected. And we are, because I've been using it. So we haven't gotten updates for a while. It keeps popping on. Now it's about every few days.
So it hasn't updated itself in quite a while then?
Right.
And is your subscription still valid?
I bought the thing.
Okay.
Do you have to...
Do you know when you bought it?
Oh, maybe it was a year ago. I don't know.
Okay, because the subscription usually lasts for a year.
Well, how don't they notify you? We had Norton before, and they always told us.
And they should. There should be some way. If you launch the McAfee Security Center, it should tell you whether the subscription is still valid or not.
Okay, I'll check that.
So check that out, and maybe try and run the updates from there manually. So if you're in the security center, it'll have an update antivirus protection.
Okay.
Run that and see if it goes through for you.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Bye.
All right. Continuing on with the phone calls this morning, let's go ahead and take our next call. Good morning, Dennis. You're on with the computer guys.
Yeah. For some reason now, I must have changed something or something happened, but I can't run a link. It's in an email or it's on a website. You know, you get a... URL link in a message or on a site, and like I say, for some reason it's not working.
So what program do you use to check your email?
I'm using Outlook, and I'm using XP.
Microsoft Outlook, okay.
Is it Outlook or Outlook Express?
It's Outlook.
Okay. And does it give you an error message?
Yeah, I was just going to see if I can... Yeah, what it does, and I click on the link, it opens a window that says locate link browser, and then it asks me for a file name, and it shows me my my disk tree.
Okay, it's not set up. Okay, so it's not associating.
It's not associating links with whatever. And so, darn if I know what a link browser is and where to find it.
Well, the easiest thing to do is to follow in that tree. Basically, you go through C and then to your program files. Do you see that listed there?
Yeah, I see. It's okay. Whoops. C, program files. Got that.
Okay. Do you see one that says Internet Explorer?
Yeah.
Okay. Go into that folder.
Gotcha.
And then you should see an iExplorer with a blue E.
Yeah.
Just select that and then hit OK.
Okay. Now it's taken me to the internet. I double clicked it, and now it ran the link.
I think you're going to be okay. It just couldn't find Internet Explorer for some reason.
How did I mess that up?
You know what? It's not necessarily anything you did. It happens.
It was working, and all of a sudden it didn't.
Yeah, if you installed a piece of software or uninstalled something or...
Well, you know what I did? I put Firefox on.
Okay.
I decided I didn't like it, so I took it off.
Okay, yeah, that would do it.
And that's probably what broke the links.
Yep, but you should be all set now.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for your call.
You bet.
Thanks, Dennis. Good job there, Kev.
Yep.
He's quick.
Got smoking guns over here. Tell you what.
You know why? He had 2 weeks off to rest up.
He's bringing in the callers, though.
That's right. Look at this.
It was rapid fire for a second.
See, the thing is, they knew if they called when you guys were here that nobody would get any answers. So I just decided to wait. Thank you. I appreciate that.
They saved all the simple ones for you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard you guys had some tough ones. Like, how do you type? What's a mouse?
It's a mouse.
Yeah, I heard about those. I checked the website, listened to the podcast.
There you go. Well, the phone lines are open here. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be here this morning until 9 o'clock. We have another 15 minutes left.
If you have any of those easy questions, give Kevin a call.
I'll direct those to Cam. Let him get warmed up.
Well, there you go. So, Cam, earlier I cut you off. You were about to share a little story about
that. Yeah, I just wasn't sure if you'd heard of it before. I didn't. You know, I think I may have heard of it a while ago, and then I totally forgot about it. And then I got a dollar bill with the Where's George thing on it.
I already forgot what you were talking about.
So I went, and I checked it out. Now, the website was really slow, but other than that, it's kind of cool. The way it works is you get a dollar bill. I think they're only $1 bills, maybe?
Yeah.
Because of the George thing.
George.
And they stamp them with this where'sgeorge.com. And you can go, and you can, by entering the serial number of that dollar bill, track where the bill has been. So do you know about this game?
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about it.
So basically, you could see, hey, my dollar bill started out in California, made its way to Utah, you know, then it went down to Texas, and then it ended up here in Michigan. It tells you, like, the store where you got it from, too. You can put that information in. Thought it was kind of cool.
Only if people who had it there who entered that information.
So you might, it may have skipped a couple steps in there if somebody didn't bother, you know.
And on that site, aren't there links to dollars that have, you know, like the top... Dollars have been entered and
traveled and
things
all
like
that. Yeah. So this is kind of interesting. By now, you've probably heard of the internet game Where's George? In it, people who get $1 bills with a special stamp on it are urged to log to a site and report where the bill in question turns up. The premise behind the game might help them track the spread of disease around the world. Researchers at the UC Santa Barbara say the movement of dollar bills creates a statistical formula that can be used to help track the spread of diseases like the flu. Details of the study are published in this week's edition of science journal Nature. You can check that out. The game is www.where'sgeorge.com. So, something that started as a game, looks like it's actually doing some good.
Scientific.
Thought that was kind of cool.
That is kind
of spread
cool.
Of disease, maybe the bird flu. Maybe they can track the bird flu with that.
I hope you didn't bring bird flu back with you.
I did.
Better not.
Because I had chickens in my bedroom.
Did you have any chicken?
I had chicken, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, it's all good. It's cooked, and it was really spicy, you know, and the spice kills everything, so.
So I got an email this morning. It's the first time in a long time.
You checked your email this morning?
I did check my email this morning.
Wow, means you got up early.
Yep, I was up early.
Whew.
And it's about Netflix, because I haven't been receiving my Netflix as quickly as I was when I first signed up.
That's how it goes.
Apparently,
isn't it?
Yeah, they're putting a policy where if you happen to send a movie back too quickly, they hold the next one a little longer. That kind of...
What?
It's a penalty.
For sending it back too quickly?
Yeah. Yeah, so you can't get as many movies in a month.
Oh, that's cheap.
So how long was it taken before?
Yeah, I could get one every other day. Just send it. As soon as I sent it back, they'd send one to almost...
No, how long?
Two or three.
Ooh, that's disappointing.
So for those who don't know, Netflix is kind of like, instead of going to Blockbuster, you go online and you can check these videos out and they mail them to you.
But now you get penalized.
Yeah, the cool thing is you make your list, basically, of what you want to see. And you just go down the list.
Mm-hmm.
You return one, boom, they send you the next one on the list. In their basic program, you can have one at a time.
One
more
at a time.
For you,
like,
have two or three or
bucks.
Four or whatever. So, kind of cool. Free shipping both ways.
Yep.
They send you a little envelope. You just pop it in and send it back.
You know, I was amazed. It's just a little piece of paper is what it comes in. It's just the DVD itself. There's no case.
Nope. Well, they don't get broken, I guess.
Yeah, is that how it used to be, Kev?
Yeah, it was always like that.
Crazy. I saw that. I'd never seen that before. And I thought, man, I can't believe that these don't get broken. I had a friend sign up. The very first one he got.
Broken?
Broken.
Bet he got a credit for it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good.
All right, let's go ahead and go to the phone lines here this morning. Good morning, Ron. You're on with the computer guys.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm glad you brought up about this movie service where they send you, you know, copies of the movies in the mail, and you get to send them back without late fees and things like that. And your comments about them not being destroyed, you know, that's pretty good. But I was wondering what the copyright on those are. If people are just ordering them and sending them back within a day or something, and if they're able to be copied, is there some kind of market going on there that they know about?
I'm sure some people copy them, but it's not as easy to copy DVDs as it was with the VCR.
Yeah.
Because with the VCR, all you had to have was two side by side.
Copy a DVD on a VCR, so that's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just not as easy. It's not quite as user-friendly, and it is possible.
Yeah.
But not like it used to be.
And I'm sure it happens.
You know, our local stores around here, Family Video, Blockbuster, la, 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 they have guards on most of their films, so people can't do that.
Well, that's
I was wondering what a place like this Netflix and that, they do, or is it the same encryption or something?
You know, the guards aren't really put on there by those video stores.
Oh.
That's actually when they make the DVD, they do that.
Uh-huh.
So they put in some copyright protections.
Right, right.
But there are ways around it.
Yeah. Yep.
There's always ways around it. And so I'm sure, you know, people do it here in town from Family Video or Blockbuster. They also do it over the internet.
Uh-huh.
You know, build themselves a library.
Right,
so,
right. Hey, guys, also, it's nice having you on, and wish you were on for the hour. You know, they got this estate planning lawyer thing going on, and I just want to make a comment, you know, that if Grandma and Grandpa got that kind of money, that they have to worry so badly about, you know, $250,000, $500,000, go to them, be nice to them, tell them, hey, Grandma, Grandpa, buy me a $2,000 computer system, $3,000 computer system. It's
there
for
you
my
go.
Education. You know, get rid of that big holding.
There you go.
There you go.
You know, that's the best way to go.
I hear you.
Have a good day, guys.
Thanks,
hey, you
Ron.
Too. Thanks, Ron.
That's right.
Good problem to have.
Hit up Grandma, Grandpa. I guess that's what we got to do.
I think my grandparents are bringing me some Balkenbride today.
Yeah?
Hey.
There
no,
we go.
No new computer?
No.
You better tell them they need to bring you a new
good,
computer.
Though. They were making it last week.
Oh, they made it. It's homemade.
Yeah.
Wow. I know you're a big fan of that stuff.
Phone lines are open here if you want to give us a call, 395-1450.
Or computerguys@WHTC.com.
Thought you forgot.
No. I won't forget that. That's
you have
line.
Some news stories over there. I'm empty-handed
over
here.
I'm looking. Well, I heard about this one a little bit last week. Google warns about fees for broadband access. Google is warning about what it thinks might happen if internet broadband providers are allowed to charge for special access to high-speed networks. AT&T and other Bell companies have been hinting that they might charge sites like Google, Yahoo, and Vonage to deliver high-speed content over the networks the phone companies have built. The Bell companies have now gone before Congress to promise the Senate Commerce Committee that they have no plans to block Internet services. But they note that they think they do have the right to recoup some of the cost of upgrading their broadband networks. Critics say the plan... critics of the plan say the Bells could use the fee structure to discriminate against certain internet companies and limit what consumers see when they go online. Lawmakers are thinking about passing legislation that would guarantee consumers open access to the internet, which I think is a good deal.
Yeah, and how about Yahoo and Google over in China?
I haven't heard. What's the detail on that?
You haven't heard about that monkey business?
No.
Well, Yahoo, being a bunch of Yahoos, they had a, some guy there, it was some Chinese guy, posted something or sent an email. I think it was one of them sent an email, one of them posted a blog, and one of them was about talking about government corruption, and the other one was about, I don't even remember, it was something, they were both to do with free speech, and the Chinese government wanted to find out who they were, because they both used Yahoo to send the email, and so Yahoo actually helped trace the one email back to one guy's computer and help turn in the other guy. Hmm. And they got locked up for, you know, many years. And that's been in the news the last week or two. And now Google is going to help filter all the search results in China because they want to be over there. And the Chinese government doesn't want them to get, you know, information that they don't deem
appropriate.
Appropriate, yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't think
they should be doing
that.
If they want to figure out a way with a third party to filter it, they could do that.
Yeah.
But if they're having the actual company themselves do that, that's out of bounds.
I think it's dumb, too, and everybody's mad about it, they say. I mean, it's really dumb that Yahoo is turning in these people for talking against the government.
Yeah.
So
trying to protect themselves.
Yahoo and Google have gotten some bad press in the last week or so.
It's true.
Google's also not doing the best job of filtering, as misspelled words and things like that can still cause you to get to the websites.
Ooh. But the other thing is Google's stock is down. I think it was at 470 at the highest. Now it's at 360.
Holy cow. Falling apart.
So that's just in the last couple weeks.
But remember, it started at, what, 85?
Yeah.
So still doing okay.
If you bought at 85 and you haven't sold yet, I don't think you're too worried.
Nope. You're doing
hey guys,
okay.
I hate to add fuel to the fire here, but you know, would you rather have Google not be in China at all, providing any service? Because it might be that their government wouldn't let them in at all unless they complied to some rules.
Well, I could let somebody else in.
Well, I don't know.
I think China should come up with their own. If they want a filtered one,
maybe.
They should just have their own.
Yeah, make your own internet, China. Go home.
Yeah, them in Germany.
Take your internet and go home.
Germany too. That's what they want to do.
I know.
Their own internet.
Were you here
internet.
When we talked about that a couple weeks ago?
Ridiculous.
A couple of these, and then some of the Arab countries have started their own internet.
Oh, great, guys. Let's all have our own. It's a lot of good. World Wide Web, nothing.
I know.
In country, and you have to pay long distance to get to the other one or something like that.
Well, it doesn't. It makes sense in one way because, you know, the Chinese characters are different from the Arab characters, from the Roman characters that we use.
Yeah, but they can all read English.
That's true.
We can't read their language.
No, that's true.
Some people can't read English either, though.
That's right.
And they should all just be able to translate. Your browser should just be able to instantly translate 100% accurately.
Internet Explorer 7.
Yeah, think so?
No.
And Del Boca Vista?
There you go.
So this is interesting. I heard about this on the news the other night. I didn't really pay attention to what was being said, but I got all the details here. Blogging students in Michigan face discipline from high school. Did you guys hear this?
I did not.
This was in East Grand Rapids.
What happened?
Okay, well,
freedom of speech.
Was that the kids who were drinking?
What you blog can and will be used against you. That's a lesson students at a Michigan high school are learning the hard way. As many as 20 students face possible disciplinary action by the school after parents reported seeing internet photos of them boozing it up at parties. The principal of East Grand Rapids High School says the school has barred the students involved from sports, a Valentine's Day dance, and other extracurricular activities. The principal says some parents have already appealed the suspicions, even though they don't affect the students' grades or attendance. There's been a growing number of cases in which students have been disciplined for activities detailed in blogs, even though the offenses haven't involved things that took place on school grounds.
Huh.
All I have to say is, don't put it on there. What are you thinking?
True.
Does the world really care that you were at a party drinking? I mean, do you think anybody outside of your little circle of friends who is there with you cares? Come on now. You're not that important. It's terrible.
Funny, though.
It is funny, but it's like, I think that's fair game.
College students are getting in trouble for it, too.
And I think it's fair game. Anybody who's dumb enough to put that on there and think, hey, nothing's going to happen, they should, whatever. I don't care who looks at it. You know, it's like the same thing with those, the Michigan State riots.
Yep.
Remember, back that you were a part of?
How they I was were there. How
you were leading.
Yeah. I witnessed them, but I was an innocent bystander.
Yeah, anyways, you know how they were trying to get any photos and stuff to identify students? Let's say people put that on their blogs.
Mm-hmm.
They should be able to be prosecuted for that. That's just stupidity.
Well, a couple years ago when they had one after I was graduated, there was people were doing that or putting them on their websites and they...
It's dumb.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys are in college. You should think about this.
So that's just a funny way of, they probably got all that stuff off. What's the name of that site?
MySpace.
MySpace.com.
That's a popular one, man, for high schoolers.
Everybody uses that.
Yeah. So, anyways, this is pretty funny. Jen's, I think it's her little cousin or
your wife.
Something. Yeah. One of her, I don't know exactly what the relation is, because it's like a cousin's. What would a cousin's daughter be?
Something.
Whatever that is. She's like eight, okay? And she started a blog. And so she sent the link around. It's hilarious. It's all like big text with a different colored background, and every text is different color. So every post is a different color. And it's like, today I had a test, and then I had to go to gymnastics, and it's just all this stuff.
Hilarious. The thing is, it might be boring, but you're reading it.
Well, she sent the link. We had to read it. I think it's just hilarious.
All right. Well, we only have 30 seconds left for our show, but for those who are catching on now, if you're interested and you want to hear us online, if you maybe didn't hear the whole show, you can hear us now. And it's called podcasting. If you haven't heard of it, if you have to have the iTunes software, you can go to apple.com to download that for free.
It's free, yep.
And then when you have it, you go to the music store, search for WHTC, and there you'll find the computer guys.
That's right.
Click on it, hit subscribe. Every time you open up iTunes, it'll update automatically.
Take us with you.
So, and you
everywhere
can,
you go.
Yep.
Can listen on that. Us.
In car the, in the shower, you know, throughout the week. We want to be a part of your morning.
Get your
or
daily
afternoon.
Fix. Your daily fix.
That's right. You can fall asleep to us at night, too, if you want.
Well, thanks to our callers today, our listeners, and we'll be back next week.
That's right. If we weren't able to take your call today, give us a call sometime during the week. Our office number is 394-4940. We are from Macatawa Technologies. We're located on the south side of Holland, 833 Maple Avenue. That's the corner of 34th and Maple.
That's right. Well, thanks again, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to another hour of the Holland Area's News and Information Station, 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.